viewers. Thanks for being here with us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Do you remember Jesse, the 6-year-old shorty Jack Russell Terrier from last week? Yep, this amazing little guy. He sure knows how to do household chores, even laundry. And he can catch a frisbee much better than I can. But that's not all. Look what else Jesse can do. Wow! Did you see his handstand walk? That looks pretty hard.
If you think Jesse must be the smartest dog in the whole wide world, then we have a special treat for you today. Jesse's back with Heather, and we're going to meet his incredible family of humans, birds, other dogs, and even mice and rats. They all live happily in Arizona, USA. I wonder how many tricks Jesse can do.
You know, it was over 200. Last time I did a checklist, it was like over 200. But in all of his cues, like, they pick up language that you don't even teach them. Like, if you ask, like, even if you're going for a car ride, you want to go for a car ride, you don't teach that to them. They pick it up. So I guess that could count as language, but, like, cues that he knows on cue would probably be way over 200, I think.
Yeah, so he definitely understands a lot more of the English language than you've even worked with him on.
Yes.
And then as far as old tricks that he knows, does he continue to do those, or do you have to keep reinforcing it, or once he knows it, he knows it?
Well, once he knows it, he knows it. And I think it's a lot better not to constantly go over the same tricks, because I think that if you teach it to them and then say you go a month later and then you do the same trick, they've learned it a lot easier, so they can like recall it a lot better than if every day you were doing the trick, day after day. Because it's fun for them. So if you make it fun, they're more likely to remember it. Every trick that he knows, he has it on cue. So if you wanted him to sit, you teach him to sit. So any word, you just have to teach him English as if you were teaching a child something. Because they don't come knowing English. You have to teach them. So if you wanted the dog to sit and you wanted to use sit, or you could use German or any language you want. But before they do it, if you're 90% sure they were going to do it, you'd say that cue right before. So every different behavior has its own cue.
What about swimming? Does he like the water at all?
Oh, he loves swimming. He wears a little life jacket.
Uh-huh. Is there any particular trick that took him a particularly long time to figure out?
Skateboarding like a human, that took him quite a while because he has to stand on his hind legs with one foot on the floor and one on the skateboard. That took him a while.
Wait till you see Jesse do this. Super cool! Did you know Jesse won the grand prize of America's Best Dog Trick Contest in 2010? Yep, he sure did. Jesse's brilliant. Jesse's best friend Heather believes there are other super dogs in the making out there.
Would you say any dog could be taught to do these kind of tricks?
Oh yes, definitely, any dog. As long as you have patience and you have a bond and the time to teach them, that any dog can do it. You just have to be willing to teach them how to do it.
Now, let's meet the King. He's a handsome 5-year-old German Shepherd certified therapy dog and part of Jesse's big family. And this is Ashley. She's Heather's sister and Kane's best friend.
He likes to play fetch, he likes to swim, he likes to wrestle with Jesse. Yeah, he's like a big puppy, so.
And they, from what I understand, they even do tricks together.
Yes, they do double dog tricks. They do like figure eight weaves, twirling together, and he steps up on his feet. Jesse does.
The mice and rats may be the smallest member of the family, but they're courageous.
I'm not scared of the dogs.
Yeah.
But my German Shepherd, he likes to herd them back and forth because that's what they do. They're sheep herders.
Uh-huh.
So when they move, he likes to tell them where to go. So,
yeah.
But Jesse, yeah, Jesse lets them sit on their head. He's pretty calm about it.
Yeah.
No, they know no fear. They actually, they do play with my mom's chihuahuas.
Now we'll meet sweet Suki. She likes to play with Jesse.
She's a little mouse. She has two sisters. And she likes to balance on Jesse's head.
And you're going to show us that now, right, Suki?
Yes.
Okay.
Here is the smart and marvelous Mila. She's a rat.
We got her when she was 10 weeks old. We actually rescued her. And then this is Keely downstairs sleeping.
Yeah.
The first thing I taught her was basically a handler to follow a finger. So I have no treats in my hand, just to follow my hand around. And then she gets a click for that. And then that can transfer to doing simple tricks like twist. Like that. And they're all... Yeah. And these are just like little banana treats. So she loves them.
Yeah, that's it. And then also she can do spin. Good girl. Spin. Yes. Good job. Very good. Yeah, look at you. And she also knows, Nina. Ready? Big. Big. Good girl. Good job.
I've only had her for a little while, so she's just learning new things.
Nina, come here. You want to go tunnel?
You halfway, there you go. Good girl. Good job.
Good girl.
And they always get rewarded, never corrected at all. It's always their choice to do it. It's like a dog trick I taught her. Nina, ready? Okay. Good girl. And she just does a little hand touch.
Yeah, good girl. Good girl. Nina. You looking at me? I know. Ready? Good girl.
She looks very inquisitive.
She
curious.
Is. She is.
Yeah, she likes to sit and watch movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she just gets a little blanket.
So can you tell us what have you learned about animal intelligence from working with all these different animals?
I was actually surprised that you could teach. I mean, I know rats are really smart, but I was surprised. I've never trained with anything but a dog before. So I've learned that they're actually smarter than people give them credit for, really. They really are quite intelligent. And they learn quickly, especially with clicker training. They pick it up very quickly.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is herself a devoted animal lover with 10 adopted dogs and 24 birds of her own who have inspired her to write the number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life. In a gathering with our association members in Florida, USA in June 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke about the fascinating world of animals.
In the Bible, you remember God said that I make animal to help you, as your helper, as your friend, remember? That's why we should never eat them, nor mistreat them, because that's God's intention. To make animal to help us, yeah? Helping in different way, you know, like the shepherd, you know, but you have to train him. They are wonderful being. They have so much gift that we don't have. Because they are a living being, just like us. When you look into the eyes of animals, sometimes you realize, my God, we are equal. We are the same. And that feeling will send shiver all over your body. And give you an enlightenment that you would never dream of having. I told you animal can also teach you. My God, you'll be shocked to know what animals know. Yes, they know more than we know because they know telepathically also. But we just look at him as dog.
Heather taught Jesse all the tricks that he knows, but the learning goes both ways. She tells us the insights she has gained from her cherished canine mate.
He's taught me how to live each day to the fullest. Dogs, they give unconditional love, and they're always, like, have a positive attitude. So even if you're having a bad day, they always know how to cheer you up. So I guess the positive energy is something that you could easily learn from dogs. He's the one who's inspired me to do all of the things that I've done. I never would have thought when I got him that we'd be on television shows or we'd be doing tricks in front of people or any of that stuff. But he's
the one who's inspired me to become a dog trainer. I want to become a dog trainer with my sister and open up a dog training business to teach people that you can teach your dog all these things and you can do it and have fun. So that's, he's inspired me to do that. he's taught me that dogs and a lot of animals, they have way more intelligence and like their personalities, they don't get as much credit as they should. So I think that he's taught me that animals have a lot of patience and just like different things that like people, oh, they have a bad day and they get angry easily. Well, dogs wouldn't do that. So like they set examples of how you should live by.
Thank you, Heather, Jesse, Ashley, Kane, Suki, Mila, and the rest of the family for sharing all your great stories and talents with us. You are a beautiful example of how animals can thrive as incredible beings in our loving care. Meet the incredible Jesse at www.justjessethejack.com and visit his YouTube page on www.youtube.com/justjessie197. You can also watch Kane on YouTube at www.youtube.com/hunkymonkeyhane. Friendly viewers, we've enjoyed your company today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Stay tuned on Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May your days be bright as the sun, filled with many joyful memories with animal companions.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.